Welcome back. Last time we had a chat with the folks from South Shore Elder Services of Braintree, it was virtually over Zoom, as so many folks were communicating during the height of the pandemic. We're so pleased to welcome live and in studio here Marilyn Strauss and Bridget Campbell to bring us up to date on some of the different activities and services that are being provided and might be available for you. So welcome, ladies. Great to have you both here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I know. Bridget, I think you were in on that call.
I was.
The Zoom call.
I was, yeah. I was making sure my back looked fine when I was, what was in the back of me. So
to talk about all the volunteer opportunities, right, and services available.
Yeah.
How is South Shore Elder Services coping during this time?
Well, we're doing very well volunteer-wise, but we do need more volunteer Meals on Wheels drivers.
Yes.
Especially in Quincy, in the Martinson and Housenack area.
Okay.
It's a fun group of people. Everybody enjoys themselves, everything like that. Our other programs that we offer are the Friendly Visitor Program, which we call, at this time we're calling people. We're not going to visit the person. Just still pandemic-wise, we'd like to still keep it as that we're just give in a call, see how you're doing, see how you're coping, stuff like that.
Okay.
We have people lined up to be able to call people.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, okay. It's been really, really good.
How does somebody who may want to have a friendly call, you know, sign up for that?
So to sign up and to start the process, we do an application and a query check on a person. You can see it on our website at sselder.org. Mm-hmm. You can come and look at it, and it says opportunities. All of our applications, queries, everything is there for you to be able to. You can punch up or you can call me at the office at 781-848-3939. My extension's 336. Be more than happy to speak to you.
Okay.
Even if you think you might not be thinking that's an okay, I'll be more than happy to speak to you and see what we can do.
We talked about this before. So many people were looking to do something,
you know,
to make feel like they were able to contribute something. So here's a perfect opportunity.
Exactly. I had a young older gentleman that called and wanted to volunteer, but he was older, and he said, "I don't know if I could do the stairs. I don't know volunteering. I just wasn't sure." Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing it on the Quincy TV cable show, and I kept seeing it, and he said, I called you and I asked what I could do, and he said, could I work in the kitchen and help out? And he's been there every single day since. So
that's a win-win.
Exactly.
That, you know, he wins, he's got something to do and contribute. And
exactly.
South Shore Elders wins.
Exactly.
Because you need the help.
We do.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful. And so, or if you just, I even have people that are calling that want to call somebody that just speaks Spanish, that just speaks Portuguese, just speaks Asian. Anybody in that kind of thing could be more than happy, would love to have you.
Okay. And is there a certain minimum that folks have to commit to?
Usually an hour a week.
An hour a week.
A week. That's it. We don't ask for a lot on the friendly visitor, just calling. Same with the... it takes less than an hour to deliver the meals and less than an hour to pack the meals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're in and out in less than an hour doing either job.
So even somebody who's working could do it on their lunch
hour,
perhaps. Yeah.
And I do have those.
Yeah.
When schools were working from home and stuff like that, they said, the kids need to get out.
They
need to. So that's how they were doing it. I have people who do it for a school that... need service requirements and stuff like that, and they do it in the summer.
So they could certainly do more if they
Absolutely.
Wanted to, and probably most do.
Yeah. So if they ever have a question, please let just call me. I'll be more than happy to answer anything that you have.
Okay, and that was what that gentleman did.
Yeah.
Called and
he
asked.
He just called.
Right?
He just called because he was afraid.
Yeah.
Of thinking, I can't do the stairs. I can't. You know, am I going to be able to do it? And once he called, he knew that there were other things that he could do.
Yeah, well, the thing that just struck me that you said was, you know, he didn't ask what can't I do.
Exactly.
He asked what can I do.
Exactly.
So there is something.
Exactly.
You can fill in a hole somewhere. Yeah.
Exactly. And just like Marilyn, she has an ombudsman program.
Yep.
That's wonderful, too. And,
yes.
You know, if you can't do a friendly visitor or if you can't deliver during the day, her program's just, you make the time to go and do it, you know?
Yeah, well, Marilyn, I would think the Ombudsman Program, especially the past year and a half, has been critical I mean, a crucial service to have an advocate for people who are in nursing homes, right?
Yeah. It's amazing how we kind of roll with the punches. Obviously, for those who don't know, an ombudsman is an advocate. And my program is advocacy for people in long-term care, right. So nursing homes, also rest homes.
Okay.
And what we do is we have a training program that's done by the Long-Term Care State Ombudsman's Office, which is part of the Executive Office of Elder Affairs.
Okay.
And then we spend some time monitoring with the individual, and then each person gets their own home to go to. So some of them are large, some of them are smaller.
Yeah.
We have 21 homes on the South Shore, plus 3 rest homes.
Wow.
We have a wonderful team, just a great group of people. But the real part that I think most people enjoy is you don't have to do it every Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
You can go anywhere from 3 to 4 times a month, any day you want between the hours of 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. So this allows flexibility, vacations, mm-hmm. whatever. During the time when the residents were in lockdown, we managed our visits with virtual visits.
Okay.
So we would coordinate with activities directors and use iPads or tablets, whatever,
yeah.
and visit with the residents that way.
Wow.
Just
so
to let them know that we're there.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful program. I've been doing it for 22 years.
Have you really?
And I don't want to stop. It's a part of my life, and I find one of my volunteers who just recently had his 90th birthday said, well, I probably think I should stop because I'm older than some of the residents, and he'd been with us since 1998.
Is that right?
It's the type of thing, if we've got you for 6 months, we've got you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to go anywhere.
Well, talk about being a friendly visitor. I mean, to somebody who is in a nursing home or rest home, assisted living facility, to see a familiar face every week,
yeah.
you know, and to know that if there is something bothering them or on their mind, or even just for a social visit, there's that guarantee that they're going to have that outlet to talk to that person.
The nicest part about what we do is that anything that the resident tells us is confidential.
Right.
So we don't, the only time that we would release any information would be if the resident gave us permission.
Yes.
Sometimes it's an issue of, I really like tea and I get coffee all the time.
Okay, so minor things like that. Yeah.
So we would ask, well, is it okay if we look into that
yeah.
for you? And then we check back.
Yep.
And I always tell the staff, you know, I'm like an ex-wife on payday. And I'll be back. I will nag you. It's a wonderful thing for them to know that even if they have an uncomfortable situation, they can tell us and we won't tell anybody.
Right. Are they trained to look for issues of abuse, Marilyn?
We certainly would listen to that,
yeah.
and we would certainly advise as to how to handle it.
Okay.
In terms of trying to get folks to talk to the Department of Public Health.
Right.
But again, a resident could tell us about an abuse situation, and we wouldn't tell anybody unless they gave us permission.
They authorize it, yeah.
So it's good that they have someone to trust.
Well, right, because I would think if they were fearful of retribution for whatever reason, at least they have the confidence of knowing that they can speak to somebody about
right.
it. And if nothing else, make themselves feel better about the fact that they told somebody.
Well, we always, as I say to family members and residents alike, you know, I don't live here 24 hours a day. You do.
Right. Yeah.
And not that I think that there's a lot of it, but
yep.
you know what? I'm not there.
Right.
I really don't know. I always encourage them to talk,
mm-hmm.
And I always will, ask, are you sure I can't tell someone?
So you need a level of trust. You need to build a level of trust.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And even family members will call and A typical one might be, a daughter calling saying, my mother just stays in her room, and my dad is
okay.
Wicked.
Yeah, they notice a change in behavior.
He watches television all day long. Yeah. I want him to go to activities. And I just say, that's a wonderful thing that they have you, but if your dad says no, it's no.
That's it. They're still in charge.
And if your mom says she wants to watch the soaps, it's mom's life.
Right.
And I like to see them drive their own bus, and that's it. Mom says no.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that is key, isn't it?
It is.
Independence.
We listen to the residents.
Yeah,
they're the boss. It's nobody else.
Feeling that they're in control of their lives. They've already lost some control because they're not in their own homes anymore.
That's right.
So to give them at least some sense of, I can kind of direct my own path.
Well, I think the best part of our program is, usually when people enter long-term care, whether it's for rehab or whether it's long-term, they think they've lost all their independence.
Yeah.
And it's our job to empower them to get it back. I mean, my mother, may she rest in peace, she had her poker parties. and they went until after midnight.
Oh, wow.
Oh, not in her room. And they each had their can of beer.
She closed the place down.
Oh, yeah. But people, you'd be surprised that you can do anything that you want within reason,
as long
as you're not disturbing anybody else.
Yes.
It's your house.
Yeah.
It's not just... like a hospital or whatever. No, this is your home.
Yeah, I know some places encourage folks to bring their own furniture.
We all do. Yeah. Whatever fits in your space, you are certainly welcome to bring in. We have recliners, refrigerators, all kinds of things.
Sure. Do you need help in the Ombudsman program?
We very definitely do.
Okay.
And right now, I'm kind of happy about the fact that we're accepting just applications, primarily because our trainer was out for a while, and she's back. And the trainings are done virtually. They meet twice a week for 4 weeks for 2 hours at a time by computer or tablet. You don't have to go anywhere.
Okay.
And then you get certification from the state, and then we take either I or my assistant Olivia or some of our team members will take a volunteer. I don't like to call them volunteers because they're ombudsmen.
Okay.
So they take the newbie out and they go to different homes, and we spend 10 to 15 hours with them before
they
start on their own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a comfort for a volunteer, too, to know that you've got their back, basically.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Always. And then we meet monthly, and I feed them.
Okay.
And we've become like a very close family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they required to be vaccinated, Marilyn?
We do not have that requirement.
Okay.
I will say that, we were considered to be critical personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were all able to be vaccinated, but it's not a requirement.
Okay. How about for volunteers, Bridget?
Same for us.
Same? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any special considerations because of COVID that a volunteer should be aware of, I guess?
Well, we're still requiring them to wear masks when they deliver mails.
Okay.
That's just going to be the policy of such our elders. But just, we don't know when that's going to change.
Of course.
But at the moment, it's still wearing a mask. They wear gloves and a mask.
Okay.
And friendly visitor is just on the phone.
Right.
So
that's
not
an issue.
Wouldn't be a requirement for that at all.
At this time. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How has the agency itself in Braintree? Are the doors open now? Can folks come in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No masks required.
No masks. We can't ask you if you've been vaccinated.
No.
I don't think.
I think you're right. I think
we can't ask that.
There are
HIPAA
laws,
have masks.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. We do have masks and everything at the door. If you want to wear it, you can. You don't have to if you don't.
Okay. All right. And same thing for you. Volunteers still needed for Meals on Wheels?
Delivering only.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
It seems like the Quincy area always needs folks to volunteer.
Yeah. It's our biggest site.
I was just going to say it must be.
It is our biggest site. The Martinson site has over 200 males, and the Howe's Neck is same, almost 220 out of Martinson.
Okay.
So there is a lot of people that we feed.
And is there similar training for your programs as well?
Okay. Same thing. Not as intense as this. I just come out, I tell people what to look for, what not to look for, make sure people aren't hoarding or stuff like that when you're delivering meals and stuff like that.
Yep.
But and confidentiality is a big thing with Social Elder Services as well. So you can't say if you go to Stop and Shop and you see somebody that you delivered a meal to, you can't say, how is that?
Hi, how are you? Did you like the last meal I brought you? Okay, yeah, so
exactly.
Be a little discreet about it. Yeah,
exactly.
Understandable.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Folks have pride, you know, certainly.
Absolutely.
And that's something to be taken into consideration as well. Mm-hmm. Any meal preferences, or can folks kind of specify? Do you try and tailor toward cultural?
Yep, we, as a matter of fact, we do. We have Asian meals. We have cardiac meals. We have all different kinds of meals for anybody.
Low sodium, I'm thinking, is probably a good one.
Low sodium is like our number one, number one thing.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you see the need increase during the pandemic?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people weren't living with their families.
Right.
They were by themselves. They wanted to make sure the parents were getting fed and making sure that someone was checking on them, because they weren't able to come and check on them.
Yeah.
So that, it, as well as being delivering the food, you're doing a safety check as well.
It really is kind of an impromptu safety check, right? Well-being check.
And the person knows that they're going to have somebody that's going to say hello to them.
Yes.
How are you doing today? You know, I can't have a full-fledged conversation with you.
Of course.
But I can see how you're doing today, and, you know, let me know.
The only other person they may see is their letter carrier.
Exactly. That's so true.
You know, yeah.
Very true.
And I'm sure they get to know each
they
other
do.
Over
yeah.
a certain
and if they're
time.
A minute late, they know, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever get the opposite, the well-being check on the deliverer? What happened to my meals?
He's not here yet.
Yeah, you better check and make sure he's okay. Yeah. So, good to know.
Yes, absolutely.
The main website, I know, is a good place also. So,
it's SS Elder. SSELDER.org, and the phone number is 781-848-3939.
Yep, or 3910 is the main
3910
number.
Is the main number. 3939 if you know the person's extension.
It'll get you right through.
And get you right through.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should let the folks know about either the ombudsman program or volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One thing that we're particularly happy to have would be someone speaking Chinese.
Good to know.
Cantonese, preferable, but right now we had one and she retired. So we are looking for someone, because we do have homes that have primarily Asian Asian residents.
Yep.
So we're always happy to talk to folks about that.
Okay.
But other than that, I think the best part about our program, I think, is the flexibility and the camaraderie and just the overall wonderful feeling that you get when you've helped somebody. And we don't just help with little things. We can help with healthcare proxies, with guardianships.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of run the gamut from the cream and the coffee all the way up.
Yes.
So it's, I just think it's a great thing
well,
to
they,
do.
I mean, they always say volunteers get more than they give, and I'm sure that's
I believe that's true.
That's true. Yeah.
I believe that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. I hope it helps to get the word out. So thanks again.
Yes.